Development for the City and County of San Francisco. Our office supports small businesses, creates access to jobs, and works across city departments to help San Francisco's neighborhoods thrive. Today is an exciting moment because we're celebrating the opening of Falafeland, the first business to open with support from the Tenderloin Storefront Opportunity Grant. This program was made possible because of the incredible leadership of our next speaker, who has made supporting small businesses and strengthening our neighborhoods his top priority. Please give a warm welcome to Mayor Daniel Lurie.
Thank you, Ann. I am so fired up to be in the Tenderloin, to be with you, Billy. Billy was just telling me his story, and it is one of grit and determination and perseverance and joy and smiles, which is what this neighborhood is all about. I want to invite every San Franciscan to come to the Tenderloin. This is such an incredible community. So many kids, so many families. And now, once again, we get the great fortune of having Billy and his skills. I can't wait to try his falafel. And Billy, come up here because I want to give you a certificate of honor. But really, I want to just thank you on behalf of the City and County of San Francisco for believing in the Tenderloin, for believing in our city. This is why our city is on the rise, because of entrepreneurs like you. So thank you very much. Let's do this. All right. Now, Billy, you go last. The next person up is just a champion for the Tenderloin, a great partner of mine, Supervisor Bilal Mahmood.
Good morning, everyone. I'm so honored to be here today with Billy and the entire community because the Tenderloin has been a home for the Yemeni community for decades. It is where so many immigrants and families come here to live, to work, to thrive, and to have one of our own in the Yemeni community create a small business as the first of this program to benefit from, I think speaks volumes, that we are investing in this community so that our neighborhood has the food that they grew up with, and they can see it walking down the street to work, or opportunities for us to work as well. So I'm so excited that we're able to celebrate this for the entire Yemeni community, the entire Tenderloin, for you today, and showing that we are investing not just in downtown, but in the Tenderloin, because the Tenderloin is downtown as well. So congratulations.
Thank you,
I also have the honor of buying your first falafel. I'm going to take a bite. Great.
Thank you. That's what I want to hear. Yep.
And we have a certificate from the entire Board of Supervisors as well. Congratulations, Billy.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I'm going to finish this falafel now.
You're up, Billy. You're up.
Oh, one more time. Sorry. I'll introduce you. So thank you, Mayor and Supervisor Mahmood, for your leadership and partnership as we continue to uplift the Tenderloin. I want to thank our partners at Planning, including Deputy Director Rachel Tanner, and the team behind the Tenderloin Community Action Plan, which articulated the neighborhood's real needs and led to the creation of this grant program. A big part of that work is recognizing how small businesses and active storefronts bring foot traffic, services, pride, and energy into a neighborhood. The Tenderloin Storefront Opportunity Grant Program provides $50,000 for a whole host of startup costs, lowering barriers for local entrepreneurs and supporting businesses that want to serve the neighborhood. Falafeland is the first business to open, and there are more on the way. I want to thank the OEWD staff, including Community Economic Development, Division Director Diana Ponce de Leon, alongside Josiel Cruceta and Noah Kornblue, who is as well as the director of the Office of Small Business, Katie Tang, and her team who work closely with the business owners to make today possible. I also want to thank our partners at the Tenderloin Community Benefit District and SF New Deal for their collaboration, and of course, the community members and neighbors who are here today. Before we cut the ribbon, please welcome Falafeland owner and longtime Tenderloin resident, Billy Alabsi, to say a few words.
I have started the business in 2018, and at 2018 I was the restaurant of the year. Unfortunately, when I signed a contract with the Twitter, at the Twitter building then. I started a small restaurant there, but my opening day was March 2020, and I lost everything. When I heard the opportunity, I was away from San Francisco. Well, I heard the opportunity that is a grant programs back in the city. So I applied for that programs, and I was granted after the interview and the process. It's been a very hardship for me in my life in the past, but this programs gave me an opportunity to open up, to live here, contribute to the community, contribute to the city, and then bring back love to this community. And I am very proud that I was chosen, and I was one of the winners to come to this program. And I appreciate the mayor's programs, and I appreciate his awesomeness, and I appreciate the team that were behind this programs that supported people like me who want to start all over and then come back alive after the COVID crisis. And I think the Tenoloy need a little more of that, which they're working on it. And I think we will prevail and turn the Tenderloin into a little love city.
Thank you, Billy. All
right, let's cut the ribbon.
Thank you.